This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Countries all over the world have locked down cities, regions, and even entire nations to fight and stop the spread of the coronavirus. Wednesday, France reported its highest daily number of deaths from COVID-19 since the pandemic began. 500 more people have died while in the hospital, bringing the total number of deaths to just over 4,000. More than 24,000 people are hospitalized with the virus, and just over 6,000 of them are in intensive care. Those at home and in elder care facilities are not counted in these totals. Meanwhile, a senior Saudi official urged people planning to make a Hajj pilgrimage to Mecca and Medina to hold off on deciding for now. Muslim pilgrims are due to descend on Saudi Arabia from all over the world in late July to perform the once-in-a-lifetime religious duty. But with the rapid global spread of the coronavirus, Saudi Hajj and the Umrah minister told state television people should wait for more clarity on the situation. Leading United States health officials are preparing Americans for the worst. They say 100,000 to 240,000 could die as a result of the novel coronavirus outbreak. Despite the grim predictions, President Donald Trump is still resisting issuing a national shutdown. U.S. officials stressing the death toll could be less if mitigation continues and people everywhere keep their distance. The director of the U.S. National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, Dr. Anthony Fauci, said Tuesday at the daily White House briefing, U.S. residents must be ready. He said, quote, let's all pull together and make sure as we look forward to the next 30 days, we do it with all the intensity and force that we can, end quote. Today, another U.S. state, Florida, has issued a stay-at-home order. From Washington, this is VOA News.